Everyone knows what Thanksgiving is, a time to give thanks. Everyone associates Thanksgiving with their blessings, but none of them take the time to reflect on the true meaning of these blessings. The Bible is filled with parables and lessons that teach us and figures who show us what we really need to be thankful for.
The first lesson can be found in Abraham and Sarah's struggles with their desire to have a family. Reading from Genesis 18:11.
Abraham and Sarah were both very old by this time, and Sarah was long past the age of having children.
At this point, God sent three messengers to Abraham and Sarah, telling them that they were going to have a child. The Lord came to Abraham, asking him why Sarah scoffed at the idea of having children at her age. God reminded Abraham that with him, all things were possible, asking, "Is anything too wonderful for the Lord?"
And Sarah declared, "God has brought me laughter. All who hear about this will laugh with me."
Abraham and Sarah were thankful for having family.
Another instance of a biblical thanksgiving is found in the book of Exodus, which detailed Moses' life. Quoting from Exodus chapter 2, verse 11.
Many years later, when Moses had grown up, he went out to visit his people, the Hebrews, and he saw how hard they were forced to work.
Moses realized that the Hebrews were being too harshly oppressed in their enslavement. Continuing with Exodus chapter 13, verse 19, and Exodus chapter 15, verses 17 through 18.
It shall serve for you as a sign on your hand and as a reminder on your forehead, so that the teaching of the Lord may be on your lips. For with a strong hand the Lord brought you out of Egypt. You brought them in, and you planted them on the mountain of your own possession, the place, O Lord, that you made your abode, the sanctuary, O Lord, that your hands have established.
These excerpts demonstrate how the Hebrews were thankful to God for bringing them to the Promised Land and out of their misery in Egypt. Moses was thankful for freedom. Globally, there are billions of people who cannot express themselves through their individuality. There are an estimated 3 billion people who cannot even attend a church without fearing for the safety of their lives. Others are still struggling as they are cast out because of their race, sexual orientation, and even gender.
Two of the most important figures in the New Testament, Mary and Joseph, have another lesson to teach us about Thanksgiving. Reading from Luke chapter 1, verses 52 through 55.
He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever.
Mary's song of praise here exemplifies just how faithful Mary was to God. Despite her fear of the angels and being a virgin who was pregnant and still unmarried, she placed all of her faith in God. She realized that the child she held in her womb was someone special, and this mighty miracle growing inside of her came about because of God and God's grace. In Matthew 1, verses 18 through 24, we learn about Joseph's perspective on the Immaculate Conception.
This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, was a good man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through the prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary as his wife.
Not only does this portion of scripture indicate Joseph's faith in God, it also stresses the importance of Mary and Joseph's faith to each other. After listening to an angel's message in a dream, Joseph becomes convinced that he should remain with Mary, despite her ruined reputation. In Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 15, we learn of what happens to Mary and Joseph after Jesus' birth.
"Now, after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, 'Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him.' Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son."
Without faith, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus would have been killed by Herod. However, they remained faithful to God and his word and left their native country. Mary and Joseph were thankful for faith.
Jesus, of course, has the most to teach us about how we should live our lives in thanksgiving. Quoting Luke chapter 22, verses 42 through 44.
"Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Then an angel from heaven appeared and strengthened him. He prayed more fervently, and he was in such agony of spirit that his sweat fell to the ground like great drops of blood.
The only bit where Jesus was really lucky was that he had a stronger trust in God than most of us have. He knew that God was there, he knew that he was his father, and he knew that God would always be on his side and would never forsake him, even in the blackest hour. Jesus was thankful for the Father.
As Christians, we have a tendency to sometimes truly think about what we're thankful for only during this time of thanksgiving. Yet the Bible reminds us that we should remain thankful constantly for the continuing blessings that God has bestowed on us, especially family, freedom, faith, and the Father. Despite being told that they would never have children so late in life, God blessed Abraham with a family and descendants as innumerable as the stars. Despite being oppressed by the Pharaohs for hundreds of years, God remembered his covenant to Abraham and brought Moses to free the slaves and bring them to a land of plenty. Despite Mary being a virgin and Joseph initially being reluctant to marry her, they both placed all of their faith in God and each other, managing to raise the most important man in the history of the world, a man who would save us through the grace of God. And finally, despite Jesus' human natures, he relied on God for strength. During this Thanksgiving, as we think about all of the things that we're thankful for, we should remember that nothing would be possible without God. God provides for us in so many ways, and often we are blind to his blessings, even though they are everywhere. We would encourage all of us to remember that there's so much to be thankful for. Amen.